Alright folks, welcome back to Tame the Bowl. Your daily dose of real talk about anger and stress, because let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs sometimes. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you navigate those bull markets and emerge stronger on the other side. Today, we're diving into something powerful. Emotional awareness through journaling. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another self-help cliche, hear me out. This isn't about writing flowery poems about your feelings. It's about getting real, understanding those internal rumblings, and ultimately, gaining control. Ever feel like a roller coaster? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next, bam, you're plummeting into a pit of frustration or anxiety. Journaling can be your map, your compass through that emotional landscape. It helps you identify those triggers, understand the patterns, and figure out what sends you spiraling. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like whispers, but journaling turns them into shouts, making them clear and undeniable. Here's the deal, folks. Emotional awareness is like having a superpower. It lets you respond instead of react, make conscious choices, and build stronger relationships. You become less volatile, more resilient, and honestly, just cooler under pressure. Now, I'm not saying it's all sunshine and rainbows. Digging into your emotions can be tough, sometimes messy, but trust me, the payoff is worth it. It's like therapy for the soul, without the hefty price tag. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. Journaling isn't about perfect grammar or eloquent prose. It's about getting those thoughts and feelings out, unfiltered. Think stream of consciousness, just write whatever comes to mind, even if it seems random or silly. Don't judge yourself, just let it flow. Think of your journal as a safe space, a confidant who won't judge your inner monologue. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, but Leo, what do I write about? Honestly, anything and everything. Write about your day, your frustrations, that movie you just saw, or even the weird dream you had last night. The key is to be consistent. Even 5 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Here's a little secret weapon. Try asking yourself specific questions to get those juices flowing. What am I feeling right now? What triggered this emotion? What are my thoughts about this situation? These questions help you dig deeper, uncover hidden patterns, and gain clarity. Remember, folks, emotional awareness isn't a destination, it's a journey. There will be ups and downs, breakthroughs and setbacks. But with consistent journaling, you'll start to see the world through a new lens. A lens of self-understanding, empathy, and ultimately, control. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a deadline, feeling the pressure mounting. Suddenly, your boss drops a curveball, throwing you off completely. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and that familiar anger starts brewing. Now, without journaling, you might react impulsively, snapping at colleagues or taking it out on your project. But with emotional awareness, things are different. You recognize those early signs of anger, the physical sensations, the racing thoughts. You take a deep breath, step back, and allow yourself a moment to process. Journaling has equipped you with the tools to understand your triggers, manage your emotions, and respond calmly and effectively. You tackle that curveball head-on, finding creative solutions instead of getting caught up in the heat of the moment. See what I mean? Journaling isn't just about understanding yourself. It empowers you to navigate the world with grace and resilience. So, folks, remember this. Emotional awareness is a superpower. Journaling is your training ground. Start today, take those small steps, and watch yourself transform from someone who reacts to someone who responds. You got this. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Tame the Bull. Remember, keep that journal handy, practice emotional awareness, and let me know how it goes on social media. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review if you enjoyed the show. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and remember, you are in control.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.